The presidential election cycle has been unique, to say the least. It's one that will be remembered for decades to come. Former President Donald Trump is a GOP nominee for the third time in three cycles. Vice President Kamala Harris is a Democratic nominee after entering the race just 15 weeks before the election. The difference between the candidates is more than political. They are different ethnically, socioeconomically, educationally, socially, morally, and mentally. Their campaign rallies have been extremely different, and this was most evident last week. On October 27th, at a Trump rally at Madison Square Garden, comedian Tony Hinchcliffe referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage and had a racist trope about African Americans and watermelon. I enjoy a good comedian and a good laugh, but there's a difference of context between a comedy club and a presidential campaign rally. To add fuel to the fire, GOP Vice President candidate J.D. Vance, when asked at his rally about the comedian's comments, suggested people shouldn't be so offended. As someone who has experienced racism in multiple ways, I find it inhumane and oppressive to suggest people shouldn't be offended by discrimination. Only someone who lives in privilege would suggest something like this. I've never experienced anti-Semitism before, and I wouldn't ask a Jewish person who has not to be offended by it. The United States of America should be a place void of bias for all of humanity. When racism rears its ugly head, all Americans should stand and speak out, denouncing this ideology as unacceptable in this diverse nation. That's the idea of America many of us will be taking to the polling place on Tuesday. I'm Joe Mitchell, and this is my perspective.